This would be the best way that I imagine it happening. I wouldn't think it would be like that, but just bless God, and he blessed me to keep going out there and keep having good games.
Right now the carries are about as split as they can be, 35, 34, whatever. You feel like you guys are getting into a rhythm right now?
Yeah, we're getting in the rhythm. We're just trying to be out there among the top 1-2 punches in the league, like Alfred Taylor, Maurice Jones, Drew, and those guys like that. We just want to be the top one in the league.
Is it taking getting used to understand each other's strengths and to know when coaches have to implement those in games?
Now, we pretty much know what it is. We done been through a whole camp together, so we know basically when he's going to be in the game, when I'm going to be in the game, what tight situations that we need to be in the game.
Yeah, I'm sure it makes things easier in some respects, doesn't it? Because you know when your number's going to be called, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much it makes stuff easier and stuff like that.
But, chicken crib.
But yeah, we pretty much know when we're going to be in the game, so it's no stress thing. Like, you surprise you in the game, we already know who's going to be in there.
Has the college game transferred to the pro game like you expected?
Pretty much. The game, it's a lot faster, but if you just read the reads right and run hard every time, you'll be all right.
You've broken loose a couple times. Mm-hmm. Is that a learning thing, or has guys just been able to get the angle on you to bring you down on a couple of your long plays so far?
Yeah, like a lot of my long players, they pretty much, I guess, study a lot of film on me. So once I get to the second level, they already be running back, good angle on me and stuff like that. So, but I still never got behind the defense and got caught or anything like that. So it's no worries.
So you waiting for that moment when you do get you get free of them and are able to take it in?
Oh, yeah. I had one of them in preseason, but yeah, I'm ready for one of them in the regular season.
How close have you gotten?
The closest I got was in the Bengals game, as close as I got, and then one in the Jacksonville game, but he got a shoestring tackle on me. But hopefully I get a lot more like that.
Chris, sorry we got in late. Probably going to be the exact same question, just answer. The carries, the way they're broken down, mm-hmm. You cool with everything?
Yeah, I'm cool with everything. I'm just going in the game. When my number is called, I'm pretty much trying to be ready. Not surprised that I'm in the game at the time that they call my number, because pretty much in practice and then training camp, we pretty much worked on plays, serving for me, serving for him. So when it's my time to go in there, I just want to execute the play.
When you were drafted, did you hear the talk from some people? And people are always going to have, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down on guys. Did you hear people kind of go, wow, Chris Johnson? Did you hear any of that talk?
Yeah, I heard a lot of that talk from a lot of analysts, but went through the whole process, me and my agent, we already knew it as high as I could go, and pretty much in that late first round area, and I went in that area, so I really wasn't surprised.
And you knew, I assume, you knew what you could do, and you were probably laughing when you heard you going, wow, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I was laughing. You know what I'm saying? It just made me have a chip on my shoulder every time I go out there. I just feel like even though I went at 24, I lasted too long, but it worked out for the best.
Does that help you? Do you really go out there with a chip on your shoulder?
I go out with a chip on my shoulder every day.
I would think that would motivate you a lot.
Yeah, it motivated me a lot because I went first round, but I still feel 23 players got picked in front of me, so that's a lot of players.
That's a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
So if you get to that first line of defense, what's going through your mind when you get up to that defender and you got a juke make that last move?
Yeah, I just know if I make him miss 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get to the end zone, so I would pretty much try and make him miss.
You feel like they kind of got a guess at that point with your speed. They really don't know which way you're going.
Yeah, they really don't know where I'm going, but a lot of times they make sure they get a real good angle on me.